stone.
Okay. Is it the same thing you throw, or?
Yeah.
Okay. If, you maybe went over to somebody's house to see them, and you knocked on the door, and knocked on the door, and there's no answer, you figure that probably they,
nobody home.
Okay. If you, say had gone into town, and, seen someone you hadn't seen in a while, you might come back and say, well, guess who I just,
run into.
Okay. If you have a fellow's name is George, and he has a son that's named George Jr., you figure he named the child,
after himself.
Yeah, okay. The animal we were talking about a few minutes ago that's liable to chase you and you throw stones at is a,
vicious dog.
Okay. What do you do if you have a dog and you want to attack another dog, or make the dog attack another dog?
Sing him at him.
Okay. If you want to call a dog, what would you do?
Whistle.
Alright. If you have a dog that's sort of made up of other kinds of dogs, what would you call that kind of dog?
A mongrel.
Okay. If you have a vicious dog around yourself, you have to watch out that people that come visit don't get what?
Rabies.
Okay. Well, that too.
Don't get bitten.
Okay. You wouldn't use the term dog bit or anything like that. Okay. What do you call the animal, the large animal that you milk on a dairy farm?
Cow.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Cow?
Yeah, is it? What would you call the male of the species?
The bull.
The bull? Did you ever run across anybody that was wouldn't like to use that word in presence of ladies or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other terms for a bull than bull? Or?
Mm.
Never. Okay. This is something obviously it's dying out, but there was one fellow doing an interview like this some years ago, I guess in South Carolina, that was run out of the house at Pitchfork Point because his elderly mother had pronounced this four-letter word in mixed company. Things like gentleman cow and, you know, things like that. When you have a cow and a bull and they get together, they're going to produce what?
A calf.
Okay. And you can say that the cow is due to, is going to,
come fresh.
Okay. If you have a bull that you don't want to use for breeding purposes and you don't want to use it for meat, in the old days you used them for draft, you know, the oxen. What's normally the working unit of oxen? Normally you don't have just one, but you have the...
A team.
Okay. So you can have a... What would be the whole expression? You have a team what?
Of oxen.
Okay. If you had four total, that is to say two teams, what would you say? You have two,
I never heard of anything there.
Okay. All right. The animal that you ride is a,
horse.
All right. Did you ever ride much?
Yes, I did.
Was this just,
on the farm.
Just on the farm?
Horse.
Mm-hmm. Just the horses you used to plow with, or? Mm-hmm. What would you call the male horse that you kept for breeding?
Stud.
Okay. Is any other terms for that you know of, or? Okay. On the horse's feet, if you're going to work him on any kind of hard surface, you usually put what?
Shoes.